Rapper Azalea Banks ditches UK Music Fest over pressure to support Palestine. I'm not putting on a fucking hijab. By Paul Bois on June 26, 2025. Rapper Azalea Banks pulled out of two music festivals in the United Kingdom under pressure to support Palestine. Banks was scheduled to perform at Maiden Voyage Festival and the Boomtown Festival, but the rapper revealed on Wednesday that she would be pulling out. "So guys, I am cancelling Boomtown and Maiden Voyage," she wrote in a lengthy post on X. "The promoters have been stressing me out for weeks, trying to force me to say Free Palestine and threatening to cut me from the bill because I won't say Free Palestine, and I'm not dealing with the threats and I'm not putting on a fucking hijab. They're both basically trying to extort me by insinuating that I need to say I support Palestine or they will drop me from the gig, but I would much rather drop them and not associate with anything that has cheap groupthink bullshit attached to it," she added. Banks said she had no ill will toward Palestine and only did not support dumbass slogans and performative bullshit. "Y'all wanna make a stance so bad but stand for absolutely nothing," she said. "That war has been going on in the background for fucking decades. Way before anyone alive today was born. And all of a sudden you all are throwing around words like genocide and Zionist, not even knowing the meaning of those words, while you drive around in your Teslas and leave comments from your iPhones all built off the backs and the blood of children working in mines from dusk till dawn," she added. "I'm going to enjoy the rest of my summer and make music. It's time for a new AB record," she concluded. "I don't need to be on stage stressing out to appease some dumbass protesters who literally rely on those people in Palestine being crushed so they can solicit donations they do not give to the cause. Kiss my ass." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.